So the Mishnah says, even though they gave the get, Rotzel is Sachikbo. He was just kidding. He wanted to have a get prepared in the event that he wants to divorce his wife, but he never authorized them to give it. So even though they went and they gave the get is not come because he never, the Baal never appointed them as a shliach
loyalachem.
Yeah. In the previous Mishnah we had here on the bottom of Samachem Beis, we had Hayotze Bekoilor, if the man is being taken away in chains and in the collar by the Roman police, they're going to put him in prison. And he says, Kisvu get liishti, the bottom Mishnah. He says, Kisvu. So obviously, what did he mean? He means Kisvu get and give it to me.
No.
They're taking him away in the prison. They're going to put him in the event that he wants to divorce his wife. But he never authorized them to give it. So even though they went and they gave the get is not come because he never, the Baal never appointed him as a shliach loyalachem. Yeah. In the previous Mishnah we had here on the bottom of Samachem Beis, we had Hayotze Bekoilor, if the man is being taken away in chains and in the collar by the Roman police, they're going to put him in prison. And he says, Kisvu get liishti, the bottom Mishnah. He says, Kisvu. So obviously, what did he mean? He means Kisvu get and give it to me.
No.
They're taking him away in the prison. They're going to put him in a dungeon. So obviously, he meant Kisvu tenu. Or if he's a chayla mesukan, he's on his deathbed in the hospital, and he says Kisvu get liishti. What did he mean? He said Kisvu, write the get and give it to me. He's holding by Gesisa. So obviously, he meant Kisvu tenu. Afa mesukan, Kisvu tenu. But here, if he's a bori, the Mishnah says he's a healthy person.
What about paying for the get? They have to pay for the get.
Paying, that's another problem. Who pays? Saying the husband is supposed to pay for the get, and made a takana de rabbanon, either that the wife is supposed to pay for the get, or the takana de rabbanon was that if the wife pays, it's also good.
But here, the wife is not going to pay. So
let's say no one's paying.
No one pays.
But
no
worry about the money now. The more important thing is whether she's divorced.
No one pays is
the money's the least.
The soifer is prepared to write it for nothing. There's no problem. If he wants to get paid, then the Gemara had a discussion on Daf Chaf, who has to fund, who's supposed to pay for the writing of the get. But here the Mishnah writes, this Mishnah should really appear before the Hayotze Bekoilor. This is the rule, and that's the exception to the rule. The rule is that if the Baal says Kisvu Tenu, Harei Lo Yichtevu V'Yitnu, so they write the get and they deliver the get. But if the Baal only says Kisvu, he doesn't say Tenu, so he only authorized them to write and then to give him the get. And if he said Kisvu, and they went ahead and they gave it, so it's no good. Rotzel V'Sachikbo, obviously he was just kidding. And they have no right to get. But now they're right to give it. Then the Mishnah continues. Maisa, once upon a time this story happened. Maisa b'bor yecho, the man was taka healthy. Shama kisvu get li ishti. And they didn't chap. And they thought that he meant kisvu tenu. So they went ahead, they wrote to get, and they delivered to get. And then, an hour later, the husband went up to the roof and he committed suicide. So it was a gloy milsala mafreya. Then when he said kisvu, he was already planning to commit suicide in Takamen, Kisvu Tenu. He didn't want his wife to be in Aguna. Let's say there's a brother in Medina Sayam and she needs Chalitza. So he meant Kisvu Tenu.
It's the same as
Kailah. So it's the same as Yaitse Bekailah. So that's what the Mishnah says.
It's only
in the Atman,
though, but only then
it's... Yeah, so then it's... There was a healthy man, Shomar, Kisvu Get Lishti. He didn't say Tenu. And he went on top of the roof, the Nafalu Meis, and he fell down and got killed. Amrab Shemeng Malil, it depends. It's imayatma nafal if he committed suicide. I raise a get. Why? Because it's a glowing Muslim afreya that that's what he must have had in mind in the beginning. When he said kisvu, that's what he meant. Kisvu tenu, like the yaitze bekoilor, like the mesukan. What if him haruach dochasoi? What if he went up to the roof to fix the broken roof or something? And then an accident happened, he fell down, he got killed. Whatever. So if it doesn't appear that he committed suicide, so then when he said Kisvu, it was only Kisvu, so they had no right to give the gift.
But we are saying, Halacha Kemaisai, so say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or Rabbi Gamliel?
That's when you have a machlekes. Here there's no machlekes. Here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. No, he just says this is an exception to the rule.
But isn't there a question that we assume if somebody commits suicide, he was not in a proper mind? Therefore, if it's not a proper mind, how could he write the get?
Good question. Yeah.
Why
is
the good question, yeah. I mean, he's not all there, yeah. Okay.
But he's still going to want his wife to be a guna.
No, he's asking if he's really a shaita, if he's really a shaita, how can he give tzivei yabal, the get is no good. Shaita the devil, huh?
Yeah.
He's a little depressed. Yeah, he's a lot depressed. Okay. It's an interesting kasha. It's a very interesting kasha. How that's a general talk. How meshuga does the person have to be that you should consider him takut shaita? That you can't accept the guest. That's a serious question.
What does that mean? That we assume that the person was depressed? Because we want to bury him in a Jewish cemetery? Because we want to give him the benefits? What's the reason that we assume it?
Usually that is the case. Usually that is the case. That a person commits suicide out of aggravation and depression.
A normal person would not commit suicide.
A normal person doesn't, yeah. Sometimes you have people, the Achraidim use a lotion, Kiderach HaPhilosophim. The French existentialists after the Second World War, a lot of them committed suicide b'shita. Kederach HaPhilosophim, they worked out a cheshbon that life is not worth living, and Olam Hazeh is not worth living, so they committed suicide b'shita. So that's what the Poskim say, the Alzeh. That's what it says in the Gemara, that Ama Aben Atzma Ladas, Zein Lechelik Olam Abo, and you don't bury him in the regular cemetery. You're not allowed to say Hespin, you're not allowed to say Shiv, and so on. But what if the Achreidim coined the term, what if he's Ma'abed Atzma Shalaladas? A person committed suicide out of aggravation, out of depression. He just lost all of his fortune, his wife died. They have different reasons, different things that cause people to commit suicide. So then the Poskim, a lot of Poskim, some disagree, but many Poskim say that we would call that a Ma'abed Atzma Shalaladas. So then that's what's usually assumed. And you do say a Hespin, you do bury him, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's called a Shaita. Sometimes it's really shtus, and sometimes it's depression.
Well, let's try to begin with this. If a person is a chaos first, writes a guest, then after it's not, he becomes a chaos later on. After a guest, it's done.
No, here he gives instruction, kiss for Gedli Ishti, and then he commits suicide. No, but we assume
this led up to this.
Igloy Moselem Afreya, that at the time that he said kiss for, he already had in mind to commit suicide. And when he said kiss for, he meant kiss for Tnu. The Frektag with the Kasha, if he plans to commit suicide, is it a Shaloy Ladas? And then he's a Shaita, so why don't you say the whole Tzivi Abal for the Ksivi Sageta is no good? And the Stami, you have to say, it's not exactly La Bardas. Not exactly.
What do you actually gain?
It's not a shite. I mean,
he gains something.
She doesn't have it.
She doesn't have to go to police. But if it's not a very, sometimes people deep depression, mamish can't function, they just sit there and they stare, they can't do anything at all. But if a person has a lighter depression, so that is considered bardas.
But if you follow this line, that it depends a lot on how soon after the kiss he committed suicide.
Yeah,
if it happened right away, that is one thing. If it happened 3 days later...
No, it's only if it's soon after. Ochir Shavat Kos is only soon after. So that's what the Gemara explains in the Mishnah. Frek the Gemara... Maisa Lister. The Mishnah writes a klal, the first line, and then it says a Maisa Shoya that contradicts the story. The first line of the Mishnah says if the person is healthy and he said Kisvu and he didn't say Kisvu Tanu, even if they went and they gave the get, there's no good. Then right after that first line it says Maisa Bebar Yechad. Once upon a time a man gave a get and he only said Kisvu. And it is good. So the story contradicts the Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara is Maisa Lister. That's how the Tana writes a Mishnah. He writes a din, and then he tells you a story that contradicts the din that he just wrote. And for the Gemara name, Chesura Mechz Vakhtana, there's an exception to the rule. The rule is, HaBarishama Kisvu. So he didn't say Kisvu Tanu. However, Imochiach Sofat Chilos, if later on it becomes obvious that that's what he had in mind all along, HaRezeged, then it is good. Maisanami, but once upon a time it happened. But HaBarishama Kisvu get leashed, the Vola Rosh Hagag, and he committed suicide, so then it is good. Okay. The Gemara has another mesichtus, this concept of hochiach sof al tchilos. It's not only by get, it's other cases. If a person said something or did something, and then within the next few moments, we realize what he meant. His actions explain to us what he meant from the beginning. So then we said that that's probably what he had in mind all along. You don't say that he changed his mind. You don't assume that he changed his mind. Probably had that in mind all along.
But in our case, really, we don't risk that much. All we're doing is avoiding the chalitza. So you don't do a chalitza in Suffolk, do you?
Yeah,
you can do it.
Normally you would have to. Yeah, the woman, if the husband dies leaving no children and there's a Suffolk where they need chalitza, so Suffolk there, I said, Lahoma, she's not permitted to remarry. It's not a Suffolk to do a mitzvah, not to do a mitzvah. That would also be Suffolk there, I said, Lahoma. But here it's more serious. It's a suffix. She's permitted to marry anybody. She's not allowed to marry anybody. If she needs chalitza, she's not allowed to be married till she has the chalitza.
Grosha the Kohen. If she's the grosha, she can marry a Kohen.
Well, that's
not who she is. Okay. Well, Shad, whether the get was good, and she had grosha the Kohen. Okay.
Maybe he was upset that the get is in Israel.
Okay, you have to have psychologists assess what happened. You have to have Rabbanim and psychologists work on it to figure out exactly what the story was.
When
you may interpret it differently.
Look into the details in the background.
You have to find out what it is. The Emi Gemara tells a story. Each case is going to be different. The Gemara says, once upon a time, a man walked into the shul, to the Beis HaKnesses. Ashkach, so who did he find in the shul? He made up his mind he's going to divorce his wife, and he wants the people in the shul to write again. So he bumps into Makri Yanuka, the Malamed who teaches the children Mikra, the Chumash Malamed. Makri Yanuka teaches Mikra to the little children, Ubrei, and his son, the Malamed's son, the Yasvi that was sitting in Beis Medrash, the Yosef Idish Achina Gabbai. There was a third man there also. So he says to them, Omalahu, so he says to them, please, I'd like two of you to write a get for my wife and give it to my wife. So whom did he mean, two of you? He meant the father and the son? Any two of you, the father and the son, or the father and the stranger, or the son and the stranger?
He's not a kotten,
though. No, nishkin kotten. If he's a kotten, he can't sign the get. He needs two people to sign the get. Someone has to write the get, and two people have to sign the get. So whom did he have in mind?
He knew the son, when it was the son?
Yeah, apparently he knew who it was. So he makes such a statement. Omaluhu, so he makes a general statement. I'm going to China. I want to give my wife a get. Goodbye. And two of you. I don't want to be matriarch. All three have to sign the get. The Ginuk, if two people sign the get, any two of you should sign the get. Two of you should give a get to my wife. The end of the story was, Shoch and Makri and Nuka, before they had a chance to write the get, the Malamed Tinoik has passed away. So now the son, and now the husband went to China, goodbye. He's already gone. And now the question is, can the son of the Malamed join together with the Inish Achrina, with the other stranger, to write the get or not? When the husband came in and he said, two of you should write a get, did he have in mind the son should write the get?
He didn't specify.
Also,
why not? If
you have an older person and you have a younger person who's the son of the older person, so the Gemara is not sure of us to take him in. Psychological stuff. The Gemara says, yeah, why not? That's maskana, is why not? So the Gemara raised the issue. Lesof, in the end of the story, was Shach and Makri Nuk, and the Balamed passed away, and the husband already went to China. So now the Shaila is, Mimashu Inish Brosh Lichav Makamabo Eloi. Is it feasible, is it possible to assume that a man would come in and appoint a son as a shliach to write the sign the get?
The father's available.
Even though the father's available. Later the father does.
Yeah.
Right now, when the father's available, he's going to appoint the son, maybe, but he probably meant was the two adults. And the Mela, once the father died, said the son was never appointed as a shliach to sign.
Then maybe appointed him as a son, because you mentioned before, he didn't want to matriach all the shri, therefore he's much more able to matriach the son than the father.
Okay, so that's all part of the shaila. Whom did he mean? Does it make sense that he possibly meant the son with the other person or not? So there was a psychological suffix.
So the psychologist
sat down with the psychiatrist, with the doctors, with the rabbis, with everybody, and they're trying to figure out what's the thing it mean. So it's Gevorna Machleikin. So Rab Nachman Amar doesn't make sense to me. Lo Mashva Inshi, people would never do that. Lo Mashva Inshi Brosh Shliach Mamakam Abba. People would never, he doesn't think that people would appoint a son of Shliach while the father's sitting there, the father's still alive. He doesn't think so. If the father's there. Rab Papi Amar, why not? But why not? Why shouldn't he make? Says any two of you. So the two could be the son with the other person, or the father with the other. Can't be the father with the son. They can't sign together. They're crying. So it's a machlek is what the psychology is. Oh my Rabbi, so Rabbi says, I think the Rav Papi is right. Why not? Why not? Especially the psychological suffix. The Gemara quotes it on this Mishnah because this whole series of Mishnah is we're judging what people meant. What was the intention of the speaker based on psychological umdiness? So this is, all of Shas is full of psychological judgments, psychological calls.
Shouldn't the question rather be whether he would make the young fellow a shaliach where you had an inishachrin negabeihu?
So what?
He had two adults, and he had a young man.
Well, that's
if question. They would do two adults and a young man who's not related to the two adults, that it seems everybody would agree. That doesn't pose a problem. The only reason why Rav Nachman thought maybe no is if it's the son in the presence of the father, he thought that that's that doesn't make sense.
Two of those three.
Right.
Not
right. So Rav Nachman thinks that he must have intended only the two adults. He couldn't have intended for the son. And we don't assume like that. We assume that he didn't intend for the son. So I had to call somebody up last night. A man lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's coming to America, he's divorced from his wife, a whole Asik, if they're allowed to spend Shabbos together. So the Gemara has dinim about this. So his husband started to curse. Those rabbis at the Talmud, they're just breaking up. So I told him, look here, Mr. So-and-so. The rabbis of the Talmud understood psychology very well. And the psychologists today don't understand as well as the rabbis of the Talmud. The rabbis of the Talmud said that's the way he's supposed to act. That's the way he's supposed to act. The rabbis worked hard on the psychology and had Ruach HaKodesh. And here they had a machloikis, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Rapapi is right. Rapapi is right. They sat Shiva Nikim on every issue. Came to the conclusion that this does make sense. Nothing wrong. Mashvi and Ishliya from Mokum Rab. Now, this Mishnah, the next Mishnah, is the famous discussion that we discussed already earlier. Omar Lishnayim, I asked two people. Tenu get li ishti. I didn't say explicitly kisvu u tenu. I just say tenu. So tenu, everything is included. How about it? They can write.
Yeah.
So the shaila is, can they ask someone else to write the get, or do they have to write it themselves? So the Mishnah assumes, also with umdin, and this is all psychology. So the Gemara assumes like this. Since it's only two, if he would have said to three people, it's like he's authorizing them to act a little bit like a bezin. Even an alpidin, you don't need a bezin by
ksivizin.
You don't need a bezin by three. But then das ben yadim, we're talking about psychology. So if he talks to two people and he says tenu get li ishti, he didn't mean that they should assign someone else. He meant that they should do it, even though he never said kiss for tenu. It's understood psychologically. He meant I want you. So if they'll pass on the job to someone else, the two will ask someone else to write to get that is nishtoik. What if he tells to three people? He tells three people. So maybe it looks like he's establishing them as a bezin, and they should ask. But he says explicitly, kisvu get li ishti. He didn't say tenu get li ishti, take care of it. He says kisvu. But the gazot befeirish kisvu. So then the mashmor says, the psychology sounds like he means that they should write. If he said kisvu get the tenu li ishti, hareli yichtuvu v'yitnu, in these two cases, they have to do it themselves. Either if he said to two people, tenu get li ishti, or if he says to three, kisvu tenu, so then the psychology indicates that he meant that they should write it, and if they'll ask someone else to write it, it's no good. He never authorized them to ask someone else.
Well, let's maybe say he doesn't want other people to know about it. Right.
It's always
like
a question we don't know.
In that city, he insists sometimes to give it in that city. And in another city, it's also no good to make the shliach.
Right.
He has a case before with the shliach. He makes a shliach and the shliach and the shliach.
Right.
All the way across.
If you don't know one way or the other, but what if he says, I appoint you, only you, to give
me exclusively
you. Then it's no good because he was makbit. So if there's a kpeda de baal, then the shliach is not always a shliach. Yeah, this is important. This is all Sechel Balabatim. This is no Lamdus yet. The Lamdus is going to come in the Gemara. But the Mishnah just goes Balabatim, Shekaman sense, Cheshbainus in psychology. If he tells two people, I'm going to China, please take care of the get. Please take care of the get. My wife shouldn't remain in Aguna. I'm not coming back to America. Please take care of the get. So even though he said take care, and it sounds like take care, they can authorize someone else to do. No. If he has two people, it doesn't look like a bezin that they should be able to assign the job to someone else. So you assume that he really meant that they should do it, they should sign it themselves. What if he tells three people? So then the Mishnah says it depends how he worded it. If he says, tenu get li ishti, he didn't say anything about writing. He just says, tenu get li ishti, take care, I'm going away, I'm not going to come back, and see to it that my wife gets a get. So then the Mishnah is going to continue to say, on the second line on Amud Beis. What if he tells three people tenu get lishti? He doesn't say kisvu get to tenu lishti. Tenu get lishti, please see to it that my wife gets a get. So please see to it that she gets a get can mean either that they write it themselves, they sign it themselves, or they ask someone else to write it. So that would be okay. But if he tells three people, kisvu with tenu getlish, if he only says kisvu, they can't get it. Unless he's leaving to Medina Sayyam, yeah. so then we assume that he meant kisvu to him. Okay. But if he just, so here we're talking in case he says tenu, he said to the three, if he says, it depends how he said, if he says to the three, kisvu tenu getlish, he says, since he mentioned kisvu, so it sounds like, he sounds like he's makpid that they should sign it themselves. They can't ask anybody else to sign it for them. But if he says only tenu getlish, to please take care of it, that my wife should get a get, so then the Mishnah says that it's okay. They can ask hareli yomru l'acherim, they can ask other people v'yichtuvu. Why? Nei shason bezin. What does it mean? It's like a machta bezin. There are no words. What do you mean? It's like a bezin. Loshem b'ni adam. He has three people. Please take care of it. Take care of it. They can ask someone else to do it. Doesn't mean that they're going to do it themselves. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's opinion. And where did Rav Meir get it from? Rav Meir was a Talmud of Rav Akiva. The Gemara says Rav Meir got smicha from Rav Akiva. Gemara says Rav Meir was very young and he got smicha from Rav Akiva, and then he got another smicha later from Rav Yehuda ben Bova.
Yeah, Gemara says Talmidim.
Yeah. Gemara says first he got smicha from Rav Akiva, and he was so young that people didn't like the fact that he was so young, and he got smicha. And then he got a second smicha from Rav Yehuda ben Bova, and then it was accepted. So this psak of Rav Meir he got from Rav Akiva. Vizu halacha, and this psak, Hela Rav Chanina ish ono, Rav Chanina from that city, got this psak from the prison. Mideisu asurim. What do you mean from the prison? Rashi says that that's a code word. That means from Rabbi Akiva, who was sitting in prison. And he used to come to ask Rabbi Akiva shailas. Sometimes they had to hide, because the Romans, they would kill the guy.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah describes in the end of Yivam is the way people were, the rabbis were walking by the prison window, and they were making believe that they were selling pottery, and they were walking by and asking shailas to Rabbi Akiva, and he would give them the psukim from the prison. So even in the Mishnayis, that's the lashon that they use. This psak came from the prison. It means from Rabbi Akiva when he was in the prison. I heard from the rabbi in prison, from Rabbi Akiva, if the husband tells three people, I'm going to China and I'm never coming back, and please give my wife a get, if he said tenu, get lish, he didn't say kisvu tenu, he just said tenu. So the psychological umdin is that he meant take care of it, however, by hook or by crook, either you write it or you authorize someone else to write it, and that's okay. That's acceptable. Shiyom l'acher v'yichvim v'nei shason bezin. Hason bezin means in loshem and yodam. He made him a bezin, however, they'll take care of it, okay. Comes Rabbi Yaisi and he says, that's very nice, but I disagree. And you can tell me from today till next year what Rabbi Akiva had to say with the prison, with the Mesiras Nefesh, with the paskening of the Shailas. The halacha is not so. Gives this game, Allah is not so. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, numeinu l'shaliach, and I told the shaliach, shaliach came with a mesiras nefesh, and he asked the shaila mesiras nefesh. He said, yeah, very nice mesiras nefesh. Sekund magreis niyashikar for the mesiras nefesh. But he says, I told the shaliach right away, afaru mekubalim. I also have a tradition for my rabbeim that it's not correct. Shafilo amar lebez nagalo shabi v'shalayim. Forget about the three. Yeah. Even if he comes to the chief rabbinate 71, and he says tenu, he doesn't make kiss with tenu. He says tenu. And sounds like a mashmo is take care of it. They have to write it themselves. Even it says, Tnuget Lishti, the halacha is sheyil. Aye, but they don't know how to write. Members of the bezin don't know how to write. They have to sit and learn. Sheyil medu. They have to learn how to write. The yichtav of yit, they have to write it themselves. It's no good. You can never have.
Cannot delegate
to someone else. Why is what in the plural?
Any one of them.
Well, what's in the plural?
Any one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them.
Oh, that's a shaila. Does the Mishnah go on the signing, so you need two people to sign, or it goes on the writing of the get? So the Gemara is going to say it goes on the signing. So the Gemara says, how can it go on the signing? They don't know how to sign the name. It says in the Mishnah, let them sit down and learn how. So if it goes on the Ksivas, I don't know how to write a get. I don't know how to do the calligraphy to write a get. I know how to sign my name, but I don't know how to do the calligraphy. So I can understand. She Yilmadu, as long as I always learn how to write a get and write. But if you're going to tell me it goes on the signing, what do you mean they don't know how to sign their own John Hancock? So the Gemara says, yeah. They appointed them a bezin. And usually the members of the bezin always have to sign a kolkari, a cherim, a manisir, a hefter, a psak, a ptur, or something. The Gemara said they just appointed them, and they didn't learn how to sign their names yet.
And then how to write?
Not really. Our practice is that the Eidim sign the get and block letters. But in the days of the Talmud, it's clear that they did not do that. The Gemara says that Rav used to sign with a picture
fish.
Of a
fish,
and the other one signed a log. They didn't. They didn't have that practice like we have today. So it's very strange. What do you mean? They don't know how to sign their names. That's what the Gemara says. They don't know how to sign their names. They know how to learn. They know how to pass Kishayas. They're members of the Bez Nagol. They don't know how to sign their own John Hancock. They never signed any checks. Okay, they never had any checks.
So yeah.
Okay.
They had the bikim 17 was showing them. Here they could not have to write it.
They were bikim orally.
Oh, it's so
orally.
Still, yeah.
But they didn't know how to write. Our practice today is they sign in block letters. But Bizman HaGemara, that was clearly not the practice. They would sign. Huh?
Well, I didn't know how to write black letters.
What? You sign on a ksuba like that?
Yeah.
On a ksuba, yeah. But on a get, the minig is that you insist the Adam should sign in block letters. That's the minig today. But Bizman HaGemara is clearly not so. The Gemara spoke about the Adam signing with pictures and with any symbol that represents the Adam.
Rabbi Yehuda
ben Bava.
Weren't they both
for
the 10 martyrs? Weren't
they both for the Zurich
Imam?
Yeah, but later
so
on at the same time.
I know, there were
different
times.
Different periods.
Ironically,
they're both Zurich. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was killed right after he gave this. Right after he gave the smicha. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva gave smicha to Rabbi Meir, that was before. And then he got killed later. Yeah. That's correct.
He signed a block of letters, not my signature. How can I ever be a name on that?
Right,
you
that's
wouldn't.
A good Takashi.
Okay, well, once my whole life that I signed like that, then you told me you called back 10 years later. Here's your signature, I don't know.
Right. Because he won't recognize, right? The Yerushalmi quoted that, Taisus quoted that Kasha before from the Yerushalmi. What good is it, let's say, the Gemara had before. You shouldn't get Adim to sign get if they don't know how to sign the name. Or if it's a big shasat chak, the only people available are people who don't know how to sign. So the Gemara says you get a stencil that has empty spaces with their letters, and then they fill in. So Taisus quote to Yerushalmi Frekakasha. So everyone is going to be the same. If they're going to fill in the edge, how can they make a keel? So Yerushalmi, no. The stencil has fat letters. They don't fill in the whole fat letter. They fill in any part of the fatness that they want to.
Yeah.
So we hope that they'll remember later to identify that that's the way they filled it in.
Which side of the box they filled it.
But it's talking not the normal signature. Not the normal signature, right? It is a problem. That's our practice today. Yeah, Vajra. My father told me, Amaisa, that a woman came to him, she wanted to remarry. So she said she was once married before she wanted to be married. This was 45 years ago. So he said, you were once married, so where's the document, where's the ptur? So she pulls out a ptur. My father looks at the signature, has his name. he didn't remember. First he thought it must be a forgery. How'd she get his name? Then he starts looking at it, had Rabbi Gerstenfeld's name. Because Rabbi Gerstenfeld in Yeshiva used to do Gittin on the second Chalitza.
Yeah.
I remember. I remember when I was in high school, the old Rabbi Gerstenfeld used to do Chalitzas, used to do Gittin. So he once got my father. When my father was a Talmud Abach in Yeshiva, he used to get together people to make a get and to sign the get, and then they signed up to it. So my father looked at it first, he thought it was a forgery. Then he realized, it says Gerstenfeld. Yeah, he remembers it once or twice. He was on a get.
He used to call it
so
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No.
No,
the tour you sign your name regularly. The bezin on the tour sign their name, their signatures regularly, so they'll be able to recognize it later. But the meaning is that the Adam and the get sign in block letters. They talk. Why? Because today doesn't really, it's Lamal of Lamari, because you give the get to the woman, and a minute later she gives it back to the rabbi, puts it away in the file. She doesn't hold on to the get as a shtar raya. It's only as a shtar kinyan to affect the gerishin. So it doesn't really matter. So what do you need bechlal that they should sign? What do you have to have Adam sign the get? We paskin Adam is sira karsin. You don't really need Adi chasimah. And ticket mipnei tigreilam, we recommend that the Adam should sign. It's a takana why that she should be able to hold on to the get. That it should serve as a shtar raya. But bizman hazeh, she doesn't hold on to the get as a shtar raya. That's exactly what does make a difference with Yeah, usually that's what they do. Yeah.
So they want the reason for keeping
our file. Okay. But the signatures being in black letters because it doesn't really make a difference. Usually they put it on file and they write the whole story. They write who the agent were and they write what the background was and what the name is and what the address is and what the phone number is. They have all the information together with the gets in case she loses a tour. He loses a tour, they'll be able to make him another one.
Now is that who you gave the rubber rights?
Right. They should have a central They should have a central place where they keep copies. Many times the Alter Rabbanim pass away. They have cartons of hundreds and hundreds of gittin, and the children throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. So in another couple of years, we're not going to know who had a good get, who didn't have a good get. How are we going to know? We have all kinds of people making gittin. Some of them are honest, and some of them are fakers. We really should have a central place where they keep at least a copy, a microfilm of all of these.
Yeah, especially
kittens.
Today, you can make Xerox. Maybe Yeshiva University Library should send that out. This happened, you should see, you should do the second.
Somebody should take care of it. I don't know who. Then the Mishnah concludes, Nachat Din has to do with psychology. This we learned already. What if there are 10 people? We had before that there were 3 people. The Melamed and his son and the stranger. Here there's a Maisa, there are 10 people. So what did he mean? Kisva tenu. He meant that all 10 should sign it? So the Mishnah says it depends. If he just says kisva tenu, he doesn't specify all 10. So the din is echad kaisa, v'shnayim kaisma. One should write the get, and another two should sign. L'chatchila, it's not right. The Gemara has l'chatchila, it's not right that the sefer who wrote the get should serve as an aid. The Gemara is going to give a whole reason why later on the Yomim. So in case he tells 10 people kisva to get lisha, does it to gemeint that one of the 10 should write the get and the other two should sign the get? But what if he says to all 10, kulchem ksovu, I want all of you to write a get? So what does he mean? All of them should write a get, each one, every other letter. So he meant echad kaisiv, one of them. Asabi, he didn't mean that all 10 should write the get. One can write it, but he meant that all 10 should chasman there. The kulam chasman lefichach. What happens if one of the 10 dies before he has a chance to sign? And may say, Chemem, Hareze get bottle. It's no good benatar. Bottle means no good benatar. Because it's a kpeh to the baal. Obviously, he said, Kulchem ksovu. So that's what he meant. It's like a tenai. It's as if he had said, I authorize you to give a get to my wife on the condition that all 10 sign. It can't change the dinatar. The dinatar is that 2 aidim is sufficient. You don't need 10. But if he requests it, it's a kpeh to the baal. It's like a la tenai.
You don't need any. I didn't say the cards. We don't need any
Chassimah. But we do want the Chassimah. That's what he said. Kulchem Ksovu. That's what he said. Kulchem Ksovu. I would like all 10 of you to sign. Like one of the boys in Yeshiva got smicha, so he asked Rabbi Soloveitchik to sign his smicha. So Rabbi was very nice, and then he chatted me. I should sign his smicha. Then they wanted other Rabbim to sign. So everybody signed his smicha. Okay. You don't need so many people. So you know, he got a smicha that the yeshiva signed. So he also, he wants all 10 people to sign. As I feel it.
He meant for care.
The Tanoim assumed that expression, Kulchem Ksovu, maybe the Manazeh would not mean like that. Maybe the usage in the Hebrew language would not have that kind of...
Then he would just say Kisru, like the first solution, if it would mean that any of them, not in case somebody dies.
Yeah, but the Tanoim understood that Kulchem Ksovu means he wants all 10 to sign. Zog the Gemara, Omer, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel were both contemporaries, they're both students of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. And they lived, when they came to Babel, they established yeshivas in 2 different communities. So once in a while, they would correspond with each other. So they sent the shayla, Shalchalav in Bei Rav, Lishmuel, they sent the following shayla. Rav sent the following shayla to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu, Rabbeinu, what do you think the din is in the following case? Oma lishnayim, the husband tells 2 people, Kisvu utnu get li ishti. Kisvu utnu get li ishti. So clearly he wants them to write the get. So what does he mean he wants them to write the get? To write means to write the 12 lines of the get or the two signatures at the end? What's the tegemein? The Omru and these two requested of a cipher that he should write it, but then they signed it themselves. The Omru la cipher the Kosav, the two who were requested to write the get delegated someone else that he should write it, and then they went ahead and they signed it. V'chas mehei mao. What's the din? Is it good as a number?
Same as the says before. The shloisha kisvu get at new ishti. Karai ili yichtuvu yitlu. What's this case different that they?
No, the Gemara's mesupik. Rav sends a shara to Shmuel's mesupik that the two have to write means that they should sign, or that they have to write the text of the get also. Is it sufficient if they sign the get? They can't ask anyone else to sign.
Then the first kashin, the top of the Gemara.
That's the shaila in the Mishnah Gufa. When the Mishnah says, "I really yichtavu get after chasimis," is that sufficient if they'll do the chasima, or did he even mean the ksiva? They have to do the ksiva. That's the shaila. Shalach lehu. So Shmuel sent back a letter. They lived in two different cities. There was no telephone, so he had to send a letter. Shalach lehu. He sent back a psak. Teitze. The woman got remarried. The get was given to the woman. The get was written by a third person, a stranger. And then the two people that he singled out signed it, and then they went ahead and they gave the get to the wife. And the husband is not here to get another get. So he sends him back to Psak Teitze. It's a suffix as she says. She has to get divorced from a second husband. However, I'm not sure. It's mitam suffix. Suffix derais of chum. It's not bevadai that it's Teitze. It's Teitze mi suffix. Period. Zog di Gemara, my hadavat tzarach tama. What is he not sure? What is he misupik about? What is he in doubt? If I should I say that the doubt is the following? Shum dahavaluhu mili. Shailas, we had a cloud that we learned already. Shaliach oisa shaliach. If the Baal appoints a shliach lailochas aget, and the shliach should take the get from New York to California, he's driving up, his car conks out, he doesn't feel well, he stops in Milwaukee. And he's not going to go right there. He doesn't feel well. So he gives the get to someone else to go right there. So the Shliach Rishon can give to a Shliach Sheni, or Shliach Sheni can give to a Shliach Shlishi, afilo ad mea Shluchim. So we know, Gemara learned it up in Pasuk, v'shilch v'shilchim alameid, sh'ashliach ois ha-shliach. We know there's such a din. So the Gemara had a shot, the Gemara raised it before. Is that only when the husband gave a get to the Shliach to deliver? Shliach lo'ilochas ha-get. What if the husband appointed a Shliach just talking? He didn't give over the chef to the get. He just did merely a bunch of words. He appointed a shliach l'ksivas aget, and then that shliach appoints a shliach sheni. The one whom I asked to write the get asks someone else. He delegates a job to someone else, he asks someone else. So that was a shaila that's called mili. Do you say mili mimseron l'shliach, means l'shliach sheni? Or mili, such a shliach is loy mimseron l'shliach. Only the shliach rishon can write it. Shliach rishon has no authority to make a shliach sheni. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara says, is that the doubt over here? What happened? The husband told the two people, kisvu get li ishti, and they asked someone else to write it. So is that the question? Whether mili mimsur on the shaliach, or mili la mimsur on the shaliach?
What's happening to think that mili is no good? What's happening to think that the mili aspect of shaliach is not
you can't love me,
did
you? So the answer is like this. Why does the Shliach Rishon have the ability to appoint a Shliach Sheni?
Right.
That's halacha, a pasuk. B'shilach l'shilcha, sh'ashliach has l'shilcha. Why is that? After all, the principle is the only one who has a right to appoint a Shliach is the Bailam, the one is the boss, the Baal HaBos. So the answer is because I'm the husband, I gave over the Shliach Rishon the power to give the get to my wife. So it's considered like he has the bailiff. So when the Shliach Rishon appoints the Shliach Sheni, it's with the power vested in him that he's like a bailiff. Shluch Shon Kamaisa. So just like I can appoint the Shliach, he can also appoint the Shliach. So some Tanoim hold, Bamed Var Mamurim, when is that? If I gave him a get, and just like I can give the get Balkorach of the Isha, he can give the get Balkorach of the Isha. So he's Mamash HaKoyach. The Shliach Rishon has the power. But if I only made him a Shliach to write the get, it's not a Gemara Hadover. Some Rishonim say it's not a Gemara Hadover. Number two, it's not a question. He has so much power to do Baal Kochi. Just writing a get. So if it's just on such a flimsy thing, maybe I don't consider the Shliach Rishon as such a powerful person that he should have the status like a Bailim, that he should be able to appoint the Shliach Sheni. So that's what the Tanoim were not sure. That was the Nekudas HaMachlokes. We pass Kontaka no good. Mili, loy mimsur on the Shaliach. He says sometimes Shaliach is a Shliach. And sometimes ain't shliach ois a shliach. We say it depends. If it's mili, if it's only a bunch of words, it ain't shliach ois a shliach. But if it's a dovish yesh mamish, then Shliach is Eisel Shliach. And there's a major dispute in the Rishonim with four or five different opinions. Where do you draw the line between just words and Dovah Sheish Mamamish? So the Ketzais and the Avnei Miluim, he quotes all the five Shitas. Some Rishonim say the only case where we say, yes, Shliach Eisel Shliach, is Shliach Lahilachas Haget, because the Shliach can give it Bal Karcho. Then he's Mamish a power. Then he's Mamish a Bam. Any other case where he doesn't have such power is called Mili, and in 99% of the cases is Ein Shliach Eisel Shliach. And most of the Poskim hold, no, that's not true. 99% of Shlichasin is yes, Shliach is Eisel Shliach. And the only exception to the rule is only Ksivis Aget, because it's only a Haskalah, it's not a Gemar, it's at this flimsy, it's not really a Kinyan, it's just the writing of the Get. It's not the delivering of the Get. And then there are various opinions in between. Yeah. That's the machlekes. The Sfarim Rishonim say only by Mesiris Aget the Shliach Chos Shliach. By Kiddushin, the Chosin himself can't give the Kiddushin Bal Korcho. The Shliach cannot give Bal Korcho, so ain't Shliach Chos Shliach. That's one day in Rishonim. The only exception that, yes, that Shliach Chos Shliach is only by Mesiris Aget.
Even, by Kiddushin, even though I have some chefza to give the wife, that doesn't count?
Right. And other Rishonim say it depends. If I gave the Shliach a ring, I gave him a chefza. So then he can transmit it to the Shliach Sheni. If I didn't give him anything, no, I just said words, merely a bunch of words. I said, do me a favor, go buy a ring and I'll pay you for it. Go buy a ring and give it to the girl and be Mekadosh. So since I didn't transmit anything physically, so that's called merely. That's another sheet. The Mordechai quotes all the sheet.
But here you only have a choice of two Lashonos. One, Tichtov Get, Vasheni Titen Get. But it could be a third one if you went to say, see that my wife gets the Get.
So you're right. So psychologically, if he says, take care of it. Do me a favor, take care, I have no time, take care. So psychologically, everything is included. Now we have to figure out halachically whether it's valid. Does the halacha permit shliach or is a shliach? Maybe the halacha says ain't shliach ha'is shliach. You have to judge two things. Yeah. What did he mean? What did he intend? And then you have to see if it's ois gehalt na'al pi halacha. So now the Gemara brings, the Mishnah only talks psychology. Now the Gemara starts chapting halacha. Mili, le'mimser on l'shaliach, that's a very halachic issue. Maybe I should say ain't shaliach rishon, ois shliach sheni, whenever it's only an issue of mili. So again, so Shmuel sent back a letter to Rav. What was the case again? The husband tells two people,
Kisu tnu get li ishti,
and they didn't write it themselves. They authorized a different person to write it, but they signed it themselves. So Shmuel says, I'm not sure, it's a seka deraisa luchumet teitse, but I'm not sure, it's a suffix. Hadovet tzarech talmud, I'm not sure. So the Gemara wants to know, what is he not sure about? Is he not sure what the halach is, whether mili mimsrun o shaliach, amili lo mimsrun o shaliach? No, we have a clear cut psak. Rav Shmuel both learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Yudah Nasi said clear, the din is like Rabbi Yaisi, that mili loy mimsron shaliach. Rabbi Akiva with the Mesiras Nefesh, with Rabbi Meir, with the prison, with the Rabbi Chanina. Beautiful. Self-garnished. The din, Rabbi Yudah Nasi said the din is like Rabbi Yaisi, that mili loy mimsron shaliach. So what was Rav Shmuel? What were they misulfic about? They heard from their Rebbe. They learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. It's no good. That's what.
If Shmuel was not so sure, he said, "Double Surah Talmud." Why did he say Taitzai?
Something very similar.
Hold it in abeyance until we have a chance to investigate. And then decide.
Okay.
Something
issues.
Okay. Taitzai means don't get divorced so fast. Wait till we'll figure out. Okay. Okay. Maybe that's what it means. Abstain. Okay. So he says he's not sure. So the Gemara wants to know what is he misufik about? What is he not sure about? If I should say that he's not sure what the din is, whether mili mimsrun or shaliach or not, frag the Gemara, v'homa Shmuel. What do you mean? Shmuel is the one who is speaking. Rav sent a shout out to Shmuel. Shmuel sent back, I'm not sure. Shmuel is not sure. We know what Shmuel said. V'homa Shmuel, Amar Rebbe. He heard from Rabbi Yudah Nasi. They all learned. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon. They all learned, but Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he heard from Rebbe. Halachik Rabbi Yaisi, dami mili mimsrun or shaliach. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva with the Mesiras Nefesh with the prism. We pass like Rabbi Yaisi. And my time with Rabbi Yaisi, so Rabbi touches up. Mili la mimsron l'shaliach. It's only a matter of Mili said they cannot. It's not that Rabbi Yossi disagrees in psychology with the other Tanai. Mask him on the psychology 100%, but he throws in a monkey wrench and says the halacha doesn't allow it because he can't have a shliach or a shliach on a matter of mili. So what was Shmuel Mesupik about? Zog the Gemara elu the Shmuel hokam a boy elay. No, he knows mili, he's no good. But he's a Mesupik, a different word, a psychological suffix. What psychology? Hokhi kam a boy elay. The suffix is the following. When the husband is about to go on this long trip to China, and he told the two people, hi, ksoivu, the statement ksoivu that he told the two people, did he mean ksav yodon, signatures, or ksav aget? Or did he mean that they should, one of the two should actually write the get?
Yeah.
If he meant they should sign it, so then it's okay if they ask someone else to write it. He never asked them that they should write it. But if he meant writing it, so then there's a ketedah, and then they have to write it themselves. So then the Gemara is finally going to wake up after 10 lines. But what happened to Mili? You just said that Mili was no good. What are you mistook, psychology? Did the husband mean that enough that they sign it? Or did he mean that they should write it? If all he meant was that they should sign it, then they can ask someone else to write it. He just said he holds the Mili is no good. So the Gemara finally wakes up a few lines later. Greg the Gemara, a few lines later. These Viralanda Haik Sobuk Sav Yodan who. What are you going to tell me that when he said ksav, all he meant was they should sign oksav, aget, kosher? That's okay if there's someone else to write it. I, v'homa, Shmuel, omar Rebbe, alach Rebbe, is amir le'mimsra, l'shaliyach. He just said, Mili is no good. And for the Gemara, no. Mili is like this. Mili, hey, if I ask you, please write a get for my wife. And I go away. And then you on your own decide to ask someone else. What if I say, do me a favor, ask him to write the get. I'm a rimru. Aymarimru is a different story. So decologically, when he said to the Shnayim Ksoiva, I want you to write it, what he meant was that they should sign it, and with respect to the Ksav Aget, Nasik Aymarimru, Maidir Rabbi Yossi Aymarimru. It's considered as if he had said, pick whomever you want, and Aymarimru would be good. Only Mili is no good. But if he asked them to appoint someone else, then it would be good. Why should that be so? Why should... If I ask you, please write a get for me, do me a favor, write a get for my wife, and I go away. So then you say, no, I asked you, ain't shliach hois a shliach. Mili lamimsen a shliach, you can't ask someone else. But if I explicitly said, please ask someone else to write a get, then it would be better. Why? But it's still mili. It's still no good.
No, it's not mili.
the shliach. If I say I make you a shliach, you write the guest, and then you want to ask someone else, you don't want to do the burden, so then it's shliach, then it's called shliach as a shliach. But if I say Imru, I say, please do me a favor, ask him to write the guest. So I really appointed him as the shliach. I didn't appoint you, I appointed him.
You just notified him, you just make him aware of it.
You're just a messenger. So therefore Hashara said, how can anybody have a question about that, whether Imru Imru is good? Imru is going to have a machlekes amaroi. What's the din of Imru Imru? It's good, it's no good. Imru has a whole machlekes. Why should there be a shaila? Imru Imru, of course it's good. I ask you, please speak to the Sofer Pliny, he should write again.
I appointed
Pliny as the shliach. So why should there be a machlekes whether Imru Imru is good? That's what the Ran quotes that kasha. The Ran on the Rif over here quotes that kasha. Akadah diyah machlekes amaroyim, where the Rabbi Yosi who holds that mili la nimsra in the shaliach, would he be mided by Imru Imru or not? Avad Imru Imru is good. It's not a problem of shliach as a shliach. I'm appointing the other fellows as shliach. You're just a mailman. You're just a messenger. The other fellows as shliach. You're just a mailman. You're just a messenger to notify him that I have appointed him directly as a shliach. Why should it be no good? What's the tzad to say that I'm a rimmer is no good?
The messenger isn't the messenger shliach also.
No. You're just a messenger to notify the shliach. If I would have a telephone, I'd pick up the telephone and I'd appoint them in person. But I don't have a telephone, Bismara Gemara. So I ask you to please notify him that I made him a shliach. What is the room over here? What's room for the shaila? So that's what the Ran quotes that kasha. Avada is good. How can there be a machlekes? So the Ran quotes a machlekes, the Ramban and the Ra'or, what's the answer to this kasha? Some Rishonim say, because we're not so sure, the Ramban words the kasha like this. You never heard of appointing a shliach shalai b'fano? That's the way he words the kasha in order to lead into the answer. You never heard of appointing a shliach shalai b'fano? Let's say I have a lot of bushels of tefuah. I don't know the dinim how to be mafish trumas and maisis. I'm not allowed to eat anything until I take out the trumas and maisis. So I say, I want my mashgiach, I appoint my mashgiach to be mafish trumas and maisis. He's not here now, he's davening ma'ariv. So I say, do me a favor. Tell the mashgiach when he comes in from out, tell him I appointed him as a shliach and mafish trumas and maisis. I have to go. I'm going to the movies, whatever, I'm going away. Tell him I appointed. So Erech and Emel Bissurim. So the Mashgiach can believe him that the Shliach that I appointed him. And then the Mashgiach is Mafish to Mismach. Why not? So the Ramban says, you never heard of being Mimana Shliach Shalai Bafano? Why? I can be Mimana Shliach. It doesn't have to be in my presence. That's what the Ramban raises the question over here. Why is there a question by Imru Ashaila whether it's good or not? Of course it's good. He says, you never heard of being Mimana Shliach Shalai Bafano? So that if he worded the question like that, because he says no. And call a terakula when you appoint a shliach, you can make a shliach shalai b'fano. But when the husband asks the sefer to write the get, it's not really shliachus. That's what we call tzivui habal. We use a different terminology for that. We don't say when I appoint a shliach to deliver the get, that's called shliach lo'ilocha. When the woman appoints a shliach, he receives the get, and that's called the shliach l'kabbalah. Oh. That's not a shliachus. But when I request of the sefer to write the get, we don't use the language. He made him a shliach to write the get. Not really. In halacha, we call that tzivui habal. Why do we call it with a different language? So the Ramban says that's the reason why.
He doesn't have to write his own get.
Exactly. If the halacha would say the husband has to write the get, and the husband doesn't know how to write a get, but he doesn't have time, so he has to appoint the shliach. It's considered as if I write again. But the Ramban says, no, there's no such halacha. I have to write again. I don't have to write. I have to do the nesina. I have to do the nesina. So if I don't do the nesina, I ask someone else to give the get on my behalf. Yeah. That's based on shluch shlok kamas. But the ksivas I get, the Ramban holds, there is no din in the first place that I have to write the get. Even though that's what it sounds like when the pasuk. The cost of law safe increases for nosan biyoda. So for nosan, we say the husband has to give. And if anybody else gives, stop and on coming to the din from Shluch HaShalom Kamaisa. But because of law, that doesn't mean because of anybody, because of HaKaisa. It doesn't mean that the husband has to write. It's really splitting the Pasuk over here. So that's what the Ramban holds over here. Half of this, a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Half of the Rishonim hold like that. There never was a din in the first place that the Baal has to write to get. That when he requests of the Sefer to write, that the Sefer is functioning, mitam Shluch HaShalom Kamaisa. That's called Tzivui HaBaal, it's not Min HaShluch. That Tzivui HaBaal is different from Shlichus Bein Lahakol Bein Lahachmir, and Lahachmir is that it has to be b'fonov. Asvara has to be b'fonov. It's not called Tzivui. I can appoint a Mashgiach as a Shlich to be Mafish Tumas Maisa Shalai b'fonov. Fine. I can make a Shlich Nesina Saget Shalai b'fonov. Fine. you can make a shliach to sell your real estate shloi b'fanav. Everything is fine, but you can't do tzivui habal for tzivus haget shloi b'fanav. Tzivui habal has to be direct. Has to be direct. That's what the Ramban suggests as the answer over here. That it's sad to say that the oimerimu maybe is not acceptable. Why not? What's the problem? Because maybe the word is that tzivui habal is not identical with shliches, and maybe tzivui habal has to be b'fanav. And other Rishonim give a different answer. They say, no, it's not true. If I would designate, if I tell you, please ask Sofer Pliny the right to get for my wife, then everybody would agree that it would be good. There would never be a machlokes. The only time it's an issue, a debate in the Gemara, where the Moedei Rabbi Yosi v'Omer Imru, is if I never designated who, which Sofer. I say, I authorize you to pick any Sofer you want. But you're picking the Sofer, not me. How can you say that it's a mini shliach shloi b'fanav? Mini shliach shloi b'fanav is I say, I hereby, I'm the husband, I designate Pliny that he should be the sefer, but do me a favor, tell him. So then the other Rishonim say, perfect, mini shliach shloi b'fanav. Tzivui habal is the same as shliach, and shliach, mini shliach shloi b'fanav, there's no question. But if I just say, I'm a rimra, I say, do me a favor, get somebody to write again, and get somebody of your discretion, you're going to pick whom you want. I never singled out who it's going to be. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. Can you consider that mini shlicha shaloi b'fanav? Because I didn't designate whom? Or maybe you should say, no, I designated you, and then you're transferring your authority to someone else. That's not shlicha, it's a shlicha already. So then it's...
Yeah.
That's okay. but I made this, I made you the shlicha to find me the wife.
But I don't know which one you're going to pick.
That's all right. As long as you find it, he doesn't do anything beyond that.
I made this person in front of me the shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha, which Isha, whomever you want. But here I never designated who the shliach is. I say I give you authorization to pick anybody as the shliach. So what do you mean? Mina shliach means I single out who? That's the machlekes in the Rishonim. Yeah, we use that lashon because there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. This machlokes, the Ramban and the Ra'or, quoted by the Ran on our daf and the Tosfos earlier on daf Chof or Chafalos. So it's a big machlokes of Rishonim how you read the Chumash. Because of Lost Sefer Pieces and Asam the other. So Vinasa means the Baal must do the Nesina or the Shliach of the Baal. The Shliach Laloch is Midin Shliachas. But what about the Kasav? Does the Kasav mean the Baal has to write the get? And the fact that the Sefer can write it on behalf of the Baal is using the principle of Shluch Shlom Kemoisa, or not at all. Maybe it's based on Sivya Baal. So Lechumre, we use, maybe it is based on Shlicha, so we always say, I hereby designate you, the Sefer, as my Shliach, to write the get on my behalf. Because half of the Rishonim say that it is required. It is necessary to use the principle of Shlicha. I don't know. He got it from the Bali Atei. Half of the Rishonim said like that. Taisa said it before, and Daf Chafalot like that. Taisa had it right, because the Gemara talked there about a cotton writing the get. So Taisa says, Gival Kishrin, how can a cotton? A cotton can't be a shliach. A cotton can't be the shliach loimocha. How can a cotton be able to? The Gemara had a machlek, because a cotton is a lab bardas. So writing the get lishmo. Do you have to be a bardas to be able to write lishmo? No. If you Kavana, the cotton can have das, he can have. Since he's a barhochi of Kavana, so maybe he can write the get lishma. So that was a machlekes in the Gemara. The Taisa says, what are you talking about? Doesn't Ksivas Haget need shliches? The husband has to write it, the husband authorizes it. How can a cotton serve as a shliach? Taisa says, Limaskonis HaGemara, the cotton only writes the tofes. He doesn't write the Torah. But Taisa says, how would there even have a minute to discuss the issue? The Taisa says, huh? If the cotton is... How can he be the husband of cotton? How did he get married? No. The Gemara talks the husband, it has to be bar mitzvah. The husband, a cotton,
the wife,
the Gemara has the husband authorizes a cotton to write the get on his behalf. The Taisa says, what is it to discuss? Doesn't Ksivas HaGet need shliches? The Taisa came up with the Wap Rav HaChinuch, said, you don't? So that's what the Ramban already knew it from the Sugya Nav Chafala.
It could be that the Chumra on the Shaliach, on the Tzivus HaGet, could be because we learned all the time, we spend a lot of Vat of Gemurah on to make sure that the particulars. If I say you write the get to my wife, that is now he may think I'm Moshe ben Avraham, and I'm really Moshe ben Yaakov, and he will tell, he make one particular thing, the get will be no good.
No good, okay.
So in general, this whole issue, when you appoint a shaliach, here we have a chumru, you said to be soon, here you say by the word meluli, and you can make 100 million mistakes.
If they make one mistake, touch it. One mistake, one strike and you're out.
That's the possibility about 100 million.
Okay. That's upgirat. You make one mistake, takshanish. And
mistakes.
If there's a psychological reason that he didn't mean that, write the takshanish. We're talking, there's no issue of mistakes. We're talking, there's no issue of psychology. We're just talking the bare halacha. Just the bare halacha. So the bare halacha is a pilpul in Amarim, where the Rabbi Yosi is made by Amarim. That's the Gemara. Mili is a din. Ein shliach is a shliach by Mili. Something similar to something. Even in Mili as a chisar, and not only a shliach as a chisar, whenever I ask anyone to do anything for me, the kavachayim madach and shliach as Mili is no good. So a non shliach is certainly no good. Certainly no good.
What's the alternative over here?
So the Gemara is Mesupik. When I requested Kisvu, did I refer to the Chasime? But the Ksiva Saget, I never said explicitly. So it's as if I had said, I'm a Rimru. You can pick whomever you want to do the Ksiva Saget, and that'll be fine. So then the fact that they picked someone else is okay. Or should I say no? When he said Kisvu, Atem Kisvu, he meant the Ksiva Saget also. One of the two should write it. So since there's a Kpeda, he wanted them to write it. Then he asked someone else to write it. So it's already no good because of the kpeda of the bow. Yeah,
right,
both should sign and one of them should write it. Well, no,
it's
both should sign and get anybody you want, anybody else you want to write it. So that's what the Gemara says, Shmuel said, I'm not sure. The Gemara says his suffix was a psychological suffix. But in the Lashem HaYodam, what did the husband mean when he said, Shnechem Kisvu? Did he refer to the Chasimus only? Or did he even refer to the Ksivis Aget that one of the two should do the Ksivis Aget? So that clearly means the Chasimis, yeah. So with respect to the Ksivis, maybe means one of the two should do the Ksivis Aget. That's how I think Mark explains it.
Can the Sofa also be the one that focuses on the eight?
Lechatchila, it's not proper. There's a Mishnah later that says that, but yeah, Mark's going to quote it here. There's a Mishnah later that says that B'di'evet, here take a look, five lines from the bottom, 1-6 lines from the bottom of the Yomud. The Gemara quotes B'hotanan from a Mishnah later. K'sav Sefer Ve'eid, kosher B'di'evet it means. That's where it comes from, the Loshen. The K'sav Sefer, the K'sav Sefer, the Loshen is appearing in the Gemara later, Sugya. But the Mishnah says, L'chatchila, it's not proper to have the Sefer who wrote the get serve as one of the Eidim. L'chatchila should have three different people. One should be the Sefer, and the two Eidim should be the Eidim. But B'di'evet, it says it's okay. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. It means you only have one Eid in addition to the Sefer. So how many signatures do you have on the bottom? Is it Chasam Sefer V'Eid? The Sefer wrote the 12 lines on the top, then he signs his name, and then you have the other name. So that's called Chasam Sefer V'Eid.
Yeah.
Or you say he doesn't even have to sign his name. B'di'evet, he serves. I see it's clearly in two different handwritings. So his etzem writing of the get serves as if he doesn't have to even sign his name. He can sign a log. He can sign a fish. So this is his handwriting. So the fact that he wrote the 12 lines b'di'evet, that serves as the eight. That's called ksav sefer v'eid. All he did, he wrote the get. He doesn't have to sign his name on the bottom. He wrote the get, and the other eight signed. B'di'evet has to shine two eight. So that's a machlokes amarayim, what the Mishnah means to say. So the Mishnah says that this is only acceptable b'di'evet. Lechatchila, it's not proper to have the Sefer serve as one of the Eidim. Why? So the Gemara gives you the whole chashash here. Chashash is like this. The husband may be the following case. Husband will come to two people, three people, whatever, and they say, I'll tell you what, ask Yankel to write the get. He has a nice handwriting, but he's not so frum. I'm not so sure that he's a Shem Shabbat. I'm not so sure that he's medactic. So I don't want him to be one of the Eidim. So I want Yankel should be the Sefer, because he has a nice handwriting. And another, plenty should be the Eidim.
So these two shluchim, the two or three shluchim, may be embarrassed. What are they going to tell the sefer? We're not so convinced that the Hashem Shabbos are you right. So that they have enough chokhmah, they're not going to bop them over the head. But they still feel embarrassed. What are they going to say? Write the get, but don't sign. So they may be embarrassed, and they may tell us, sefer, write the get and sign, and then we'll get another rate. And the husband never asked for the sefer to sign. So Nora and the get will be posel menatar, because there's a kapeder debal that said, I want Yankel to write, and I want Beryl and Shmerel to sign. So in order that such a michshol, such a takala should never come out, so they made a din l'chatchile, you don't have the sefer sign, even if there's the biggest tzaddik in the world. In order not to fall in this mess. So that's why the Mishnah says that it's b'diyevet. B'diyevet, if you have
sefer sign.
Ksav sefer ve'eit, b'diyevet it's kosher. And then the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah doesn't mean he just wrote the get, it means that he signed his name. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, not Mishnah, Rabbi Yirmiyah comments, it doesn't mean he just wrote the get and that serves as a signature. It means he wrote the get and he signed his name on the bottom and on the other eight, so you really have two signatures on the bottom. So that's where the Gemara brings in this discussion. The Gemara says, if you're going to tell, so l'chatchila, you're not allowed to have the sefer serve as one of the yedim, because we're concerned
such a
situation. If it's permissible, so the shluchim may sometimes be embarrassed, so they may ask him to sign when the baal never authorized it. So the Gemara says, is there really reason to be concerned? Can such a thing ever come up? Is there really a michshol? So the Gemara is discussing over here. Here, the Gemara, take a look, seven lines from the bottom. Is it possible that Rabbi Yosi, who says in the Mishnah that Mili Lo Mimsron L'Shaliach, he says that if I ask you to sign, you cannot delegate authority to someone else that they should sign, because Mili, in an area of Mili, and Shliach Hasa Shliach Regdi. So the Gemara had a question whether Rabbi Yosi is made by Yamarimu. So there was one opinion, yes, Yamarimu would be good. Sure. Regdi Gemara, how can it be? Rahatanan, we have the Mishnah that the evidence good. The Mishnah says Ksav Sefer V'Yed is kosher. And Rabbi Yirmiyah commented on the Mishnah, what does it mean? It doesn't mean Stami wrote the get, the 12 lines of the get. No, he wrote the 12 lines of the get. Then the next line, he wrote his signature. It means Chasam Sefer Shanir. You have the Chasim of the Sefer plus the signature of the other witness. The Yomer, Rav Chizda commented on that Mishnah later. Masnis and Mani, Rabbi Yosi, the Yomer Mili Lamim Siron. The Shaliach, yeah. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does Rashi say? We don't. The Mishnah says that the Yevet it is good. So why is it good b'di'evit? Why shouldn't you say it's even no good b'di'evit? You may have such a michshol. So the Gemara says, because Edom know they can never sign a get unless they heard directly from the Baal. Because the Mishnah goes on Liber Rabbi Yosi, that Mili Lamimsur on the Shaliach. If I ask you to sign and you'll ask someone else, it's not going to be good b'di'evit. So all the Edom, everybody knows that they can only sign a get if I speak to them directly. Directly. So if the get has the chasima of the sefer, he not only wrote the 12 lines, obviously he must have been authorized to sign also directly from the baal. So there's no chashash, maybe the shliach told him out of embarrassment. It can't be, because everybody knows the din is like Rabbi Yosi, and no one is allowed to sign a get unless the husband told. So that's the explanation why it's good to the evid. Rav Chizda comments on the Mishnah, That says later, Ksav Sefer V'Yed is good, why is it good b'di'evit? The Mishnah goes, Alibir Rabbi Yisrael, and Mili is no good, so therefore everybody knows you're not allowed to sign unless the husband speaks to you in person. So obviously, the husband must have told this Sefer, and therefore there's no problem. Freg the Gemara, but if you're telling me that there is a case where Rabbi Yisrael allows people to sign, even though they didn't hear directly from the Baal, when is that? Bayomer Imru. Bayomer Imru, if I tell you, please tell them, I want them to sign. So then Rabbi Yosi will be murdered that they're allowed to sign. So, how can we allow B'diyeved, how can we even allow B'diyeved? The woman doesn't have a p'tur. The woman comes with the get, and the get has two signatures on the bottom. And one is clearly the same handwriting as the get. The cipher signed it. So why aren't we concerned that B'diyeved? Maybe there was a mistake made over here. Maybe the shliach gave over the message to the sefer he should sign. Maybe the Baal never wanted him to sign. That's not bo b'cheshbon. That's impossible. Everybody knows that dinos like Rav Yossi. You can never sign a get unless he hasn't told you in person. No! Rav Yossi is dechnoided by Yomer Imru. So maybe the shliach will be so embarrassed. They'll tell the sefer, you write the get. And the husband said he wants you to sign also. So maybe such a case will come up. So how can you say even b'diyeved that the get is good if asks sub sefer v'yeid? Maybe there was a mistake made. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the fact that the get is good b'diyeved, even though the sefer signed it, isn't that an indication that even by Omer Imru, Rabbi Yosef would say that it's no good? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they should have made exer the rabban that even b'diyeved that the get is no good. And for the Gemara, what are you talking about? Even if you hold out leave it Rabbi Yosef, Omer Imru is good, but l'chatchila for sure you're not allowed to do it. Because it'll come out of Michshol. But since L'chatchila lo tiyasu zoz b'Yisrael, L'chatchila for sure we don't permit Omer Imru, it's just a machlekes by the B'diyeved, Ashayla, whether B'diyeved Rabbi Yosef would be machshe by Omer Imru. So since L'chatchila, you're not for sure you're not allowed to do Omer Imru, so it's a milsad l'shchichla zoz b'Rabbanu. The Chachamim don't have to pasul a get. With the Sefer, it's clear that the Sefer who wrote the get also signed. You don't have to pasul because of a farfetch chashash that maybe it's the milsad l'shchichla. Because even if you hold that Omer Imru is good, it's only good b'diyeved, it's not good l'chatchila. So you don't have to worry about such a possibility. But that's what the Gemara says.
Can the sofer be the because they were more...
You mean the shliach? The shliach than the sinus again. Sounds from this Mishnah that is not a problem. Sounds the only time you're right. The only time there's a problem is
if he's signing it.
But you're supposed to have three different people the sefer to write the 12 lines of the get. We write 12 lines and then the two aidim to sign on the bottom. But it sounds like that does not pose a problem. The fact that the sefer is going to serve as the shliach lo'ilah. Unless he's busy, the sefer wants to stay in New York where all the gits not taking place. He doesn't want to go to California. He's going to lose all the business here. Tell me he won't want to go do the Nesina. If he's willing to go do the Nesina, he's going to have.
Is this comparable to any day if you die in Masa Eid?
No, unrelated. So that's what the Gemara explains over here, that there's no Hashem. Then the Gemara has about 10 lines from the top, and not just Chaz. Yeah, Samach Zayinam and Aleph, the Gemara goes 10 lines from the top. Gufa, Amar Shmuel. Omar Rebbe, Halachi ki Rabbi Yosi, Diyama, Mili, La Nimser, on the Shaliyah. Rav Shmuel, Loin, by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So Shmuel says, he heard from the Farish, he heard from Rebbe, that's from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the editor of the Mishnayis, that's the Halachi, that the din is like Rabbi Yosi, Mili, La Nimser, on the Shaliyah. So the Gemara asks a question. It's interesting who asked the question. Amal Lafan of the Gwaid says in the Gemara, Amal Lafan of Rab Shimon, the Rebbe. Son of Rebbe. And he says, what do you mean? My father paskins like... That's the gist that we have. And the right-hand side says, well, there's a different time, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. According to the gist that we have in Gemara, the son of Rabbi Yudah Nasi is asking Shmuel, he was the same age as Shmuel.
Yeah,
the son of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the same age as the Talmidim. So he says, my father paskins like Rabbi Yosi against Rabbi Akiva. What about the prison, and what about the story with the Mesiras Nefesh? Well, what about Rabbi Akiva? Funny. He's asking him, my father paskin against Rabbi Akiva. He didn't know what his father's prophecy was. So he says, V'yachashe Rabbi Meirech Hanini Yishonu Cholkem al Rabbi Yosi, Ma'ro Rebbe Loi Ma'alochi Ki Rabbi Yosi. So he asked Shmuel, why did my father paskin? If it's Rabbi Shmuel Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Yes, why did Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Yosi? Doesn't he hold that the halacha should be like Rabbi Akiva? So he says, young man, you didn't know these times. They were all great giants, but Rabbi Yosi outshouted all the others. He was much greater, yeah. So he says, Shtok Bini, Shtok Larissa, it's Rabbi Yosi. He never saw him.
He was greater. Actually, he must have been very young, but he says, Shtok Bini.
Yeah. So So he says, El Mali Reisa, if you would have seen him, Nimuka Yimar, you would understand he was a super genius. They were all geniuses, he was bigger. The Tanya, Yisi Ben Yehuda, Hayimayna Shrach and Shalch HaChamim. And he says, each Tana had his unique characteristics. Rabbi Kiva was very great, and Rabbi Yossi was even greater. Rabbi Yossi is called Nimuka Yimar. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi was Nimuka Yimar.
According to the Mishnah, it was all in the Kubi. Rabbi Kiva didn't say Bishmoy. Rabbi Kiva says that he had a Kabbalah like this. Rabbi Yossi said he had not a Kabbalah. So basically, it was not an applicant to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi. It was a question of whose Kabbalah is
Who was accepted?
A good to Taina. A good to Taina. The Gemara presents it as if it's my place of a Kiva, Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah doesn't seem to say like that.
What does it mean, Rabbi Yehuda Chochem, like a Shiyot say? And I want to learn?
Yeah.
And he wants to begin to sing it.
The Rishonim have difficulty exactly understanding what each Melitza means, how this Tana sizes up each one of the Tana. Yeah. Then the Gemara has later. A few lines later. The line begins, Amaleula, this is just Chazar. Then the Gemara has a line. That 10 lines from the bottom. Amaleula, the Rav Nachman, Rami, the Rav Nachman, the Ula, somebody as somebody else, either ASB or BSA. Either Ula is Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is yes, and the following question. If you tell me that Omer Imru is acceptable to the evidence kosher, why do you tell me Lachatchil you're not allowed to do it? What's wrong? If it's good, it's good. What's the problem? Amalei, so he says, no, we're afraid. Chashinon, sometimes a woman is an aguna, and she has a husband, Amishugan, he doesn't want to give her a get. And she's at wit's end, she doesn't know what to do. So sometimes she'll pay people, witnesses. She'll pay people to tell others, sheker, that the husband authorized them to give a get. So that's why, I'm a rimru, shiloti asas as Yisrael. Because we're afraid that people who are desperate may do anything. So that's what he says. Chashinon shematiskerei. Craig the Gemara. Mi chashinon? You're really concerned that someone is going to give Eid a sheker? Someone's going to give Eid a sheker? That the wife will be so desperate that she'll be desperate to give money to try to do that. She's desperate, but the Eidim are not so desperate. Religious Jews, we know who they are. Religious Jews will accept money. Yeah. Orthodox Jews will accept money and violate their principles to sign a get when there's no tzivah ba'al. How can you visualize such a thing? We're not concerned about such a thing. We have a brace in Yevamos. Let's say you have a shtar that's signed by two Eidim that somebody sold you a sadeh. So are you concerned that maybe they signed Eid a sheker? A woman has a get that's signed by two Eidim, and she says she wants to remarry. Will Bezdin never question, maybe he signed Eid a sheker? Of course not. It says, L'chosho chachamim l'dovazeh. You're never concerned that maybe they signed Eid a sheker. So what are you saying over here? The woman will be desperate, that I can understand. The woman will pay a fortune of money, that I can understand. But which religious Jew will accept the bribe and go tell other people that they should sign Eid a sheker? Everything, Mar, you're right. If the woman will give $1,000 to the Eidim that they should sign a falsha get, Chas v'Shalom, that they'll never do, to sign a falsha get. But that they should just go tell other people that they should sign a get that the husband told them, that they'll do already. That they'll sign their name, that they'll never do, Chas v'Shalom. But that they should tell someone else. But it's so far-fetched that any Jew would do such a thing, so that we're not concerned. Yeah. We're not concerned with the yevon. It means if a woman has a get, we're not chayshed that the Eidim side checker.
Says that the one who hires the Eidim considers them to be bad by the master from
So that's what the Gemara answers. Then for the Gemara, Maisa, lo yavdi, tisai, not kidei kach, we assume, lo yavdi, chacham dovizah, but the Bura kami, that we are concerned that it's possible. What do you mean, being the Eidim for the Tzivah Baal?
So, well, if the Baal tells the Eidim, tells the Sofer,
When you have Eidim sign a get, and then the husband gives the get to the wife, so what are the Eidim signing? They don't sign the get after the husband gave it over to the wife.
No.
If they would sign it afterwards, and then you sign, we, the undersigned, ascertain that the husband gave the get to the wife. They sign it before he gives it to the wife. So what are they signing? So the only thing they're signing is that there was Tiva Yabal.
In other words, they have to be present before the
when the husband tells the sofer to write, yeah. When the husband tells the sofer to write.
That's
the only thing that they testify about. The Adam can even die before the husband gives the get to the Isha. And it's still good, because at the time the Adam signed, all they're signing on is that we know the husband expressed his interest to the sofer that he wants to divorce his wife. Later, when the get is given to the wife and she's holding on to it, so how do we know how she got the get? Maybe the husband wrote the get and he kept it in his desk drawer. Maybe she grabbed it from him. So we assume the stomach hakol be'achshanasa. Yeah, but when the woman wants to remarry, she does not mechuyev to produce the edim. She just shows the document, and the document has two signatures, and that's enough to prove. So how do you know that the husband gave the get to the wife? Maybe she took it out of his drawer. Maybe she grabbed it from him. Maybe it's no good. Maybe it was given to Yizrach Magabi Karka. The Taisus writes on Dalet Amud Aleph. No, that's the assumption. When the wife is holding on to the get, we assume the stomach of the husband gave it midaito, the stomach of the husband gave it behechshem, the stomach of the word edim mistira, the stomach of everything was done properly. And then I assume that this too is read in between the lines in the get. But the actual, what does the get actually say? All it says at the time that they signed, all they saw was that the husband expressed his desire to the sofer, his requesting of the sofer that he should write the get. It's his expression of a desire to divorce his wife. That's all they're signing to. That's all they know.
So then what can the husband in the court on the right now? In other words, if Reuven tells Shimon to arrange for a get, Shimon tells Levi to write the get, have the signing on it. So what are they signing?
Mistami, you have to have two. I tell Reuven and Shimon to go tell someone else that they should sign again. So it's a davish b'yerva, so it wouldn't be believed. But if you have two edim, so the two edim are believed to tell the others that there was das habal garish. There is ratzon habal.
So in other words, what they're signing was that there were two edim.
They have ascertained, they don't write the whole chadgadya, but they have ascertained based on the haggadah status of the two people who told them that that there was das habal garish ishtar. How come you don't need, usually need Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Bezen? Here it doesn't appear that there's Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Bezen. You just have two witnesses tell the two people that the Baal wants you to sign again. So why is that good? Where's the Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Bezen? Is Akasha. So before you have to answer, it's a serious question, before you have to answer, the only time the Halacha requires in Eid Echad never be Sur Mavari, you don't need Eidus Bifnei Bezen. My wife tells me she bought the flesh from the butcher. Butcher says he got it from the delivery man who's religious. The delivery man got it from this one, from that one, from that one. And the Sheikhet says that he shechted it. So the Sheikhet is Bagloit. And it's Eid Mipi, Eid Mipi, Eid Mipi, and everything was Chutz Lebezen. Yeah, and Eid Echad never be Sur. Eid Echad is good. And Kabbalah says it doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezen. Everything goes. That's okay. But in the Dovish of the Erva, how can the Eidim sign on the get? There was no Kabbalah says. So you have to have two Eidim. The Raven on the bottom of the Rif points it out, Taka, on this sugya. If you have to have, not I tell one person to tell two people to sign, I tell two people. The two Adam I believe, then a Dova should be Yerevah. The Raven and other Rishayim discuss it. Right. So the question is, but where's the Kabbalah Seder Fifnei Bezen? So Lachar, you have to answer that there's a discussion about this. Perhaps the Halacha only requires Kabbalah Seder Fifnei Bezen when a Bezen is needed to paskin on the matter. Let's say if it's Eidus on a Din Torah, or Eidus on Din Nefashah, so you, since you're going to need a bezdin to paskin the din Torah, you're going to need a bezdin to paskin the din in the fashas. So the same bezdin that's needed for the psak will be needed for the Kabbalah Seder. What if it's a shayla for an aguna? We have a shayla meiz baila. So meiz baila chacham, one time chacham who knows the din can paskin on his own. So do you need Kabbalah Seder b'fnei bezdin shal shloisha on an issue of an aguna or not? So that's a long tshuva in Siman Yud Zayin and Eben Ezer. I mean, Yizayin is all about Heter Agun. It's the longest simon in the whole Dalet Chalke Shulchan Aruch, because that's the history of the Jewish people. All of the Agunas, all the gory details where they were, the Redifis and pogroms and everything. So in the middle of Simon Yizayin, there's a long, long tshuva in the Chalkas Mechayke, on the side of Devin Ezer, about this topic. Do you need a bezin? Is there a halacha you always need a bezin of three for Kabbalah Seder? Or no? The bezin that's needed for Kabbalah Seder is the function of the psak. However many rabbanim you need for the psak, that's when Kabbalah Seder is a chelik of the psak. So if it's a din nefashis case, you need 23 for Kabbalah Seder, just like you need 23 for the psak. If it's din mamonis, you need 3. If it's a heter agunis, it's 1. If it's a talmid chacham knows how to paskin on his own, he can be mekabalatus. And if it's like over here, we want the eidim to sign a get, so you don't even need the Kabbalah Seder bifnei anybody. The two Adam, Reuben and Shimon, will tell the other two, I'm a Rimmer, they'll tell them, the husband requested of us that we should tell you that that you should sign the get. So you have two, you need two Adam, but the two Adam don't have to give a Kabbalah Seder's Bifnei Bezin. So that's a good answer if you hold like that day in the Paskin. The Shad is that issue is a major machlekes in Rishonim. So what are the other Rishonim going to do with this Gemara? That, I don't know. What, I'm a Rimmer is going to have a Kabbalah Seder's Bifnei Bezin. Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it. Then the Gemara goes weiter with the details. Okay. In this week's Sedra, in Parshas Tzav, we have the din of Minchas Chinuch. The din of Minchas Chinuch is that when a Kohen wants to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh, so before he begins to be Makru Kohen, you have a Kohen, he lives in Chutz Lorets. And he duchens, and he gets the first aliyah, and he does pidyon aden, but he never came to the Beis HaMikdash to be makir kabbalah. At the age of 45, he does aliyah, comes there, it's all Beis HaMikdash, he wants to be makir kabbalah. So the Torah says, before he begins to be makir kabbalah, it's the second aliyah. Zeh korban aharon apalam shiakriv al Hashem, biyom himosh ha-choysot. The first day he wants to be makir kabbalah, any koyin. Rashi says, lav davka koyin godless, the koyin had yet also. He has to bring a minchas chinuch, yes, it's being a special mincha that's mechanechim, that enables him to bring korbanos. And this taka, the sifro, and this pasuk discusses what's the din b'diyevit if a kohen brought korbanos and he didn't bring the minchas chinuch. Is avodas mechulelas b'diyevit or is it kosher b'diyevit? There are two girsis in the Teres Kahanim, and it's machlekes, the Rambam and the Rambam, machlekes Rishonim. What the girsis is? It's not a lamdish machlekes. Achlegis, what did the Tanaim say? How did they darshan the pasuk? Is it only lechatchila, or is it even the other? So there's an interesting, after such a kavod discussion that the Rishonim have in Moed Katan. In the third Perek in Moed Katan, and Elu Megalchin, so the Gemara there quotes Pesukim from the Novi Yecheskel. Yecheskel HaNovi is talking what's going to be when they rebuild the second Beis HaMikdosh. Yecheskel HaNovi was in Golas Bavel, so he's talking there about the second. So he's talking. It would have been, everything that he said would have been the second, but we weren't Zeicher, so some of them are happening in the second, and the rest is going to happen in the third Beis HaMikdosh. So he says, what's Vat Zayin? Well, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdosh. So it says, the Kohanim want to bring Karbonis, they'll have to bring the Minchas Chinuch. So when Rav Kook passed away, the chief rabbi passed away 60 years ago, something like that. I think Machon Harry Fischel at that time put out, in his memory, they put out a Kovitz of Rishonim on Maseches Moed Katan, has all the Hilchos Avelos in the third parak in Moed Katan. So they have one of the Rishonim is, I think, the Rabbeinu Chil Paris, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think they ever reprinted it. It's very strange. So I think it's Rabbeinu Chil Paris or the Tesri HaRosh writes that Pshat in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Pshat in the Gemara is like this. If you'll have Kohanim who'll be 85 years old, and they used to bring Karbonos in the Bayis Rishon, that's how they tie chime shot in the Pasuk in the Gemara. Not so far-fetched. You have a Kohen who was Makar Karbonos in Bayis Rishon, he already brought his Asiris HaEfer. In the Bayis Rishon, he brought his Minchas Chinuch. And now, 70 years later, he wants to bring them a little Hapsoka, 70 years. He wants to bring Karbonos in the Bayis Sheni, so the Rishonim tie chime that that's what the Pasuk in Yecheskel means, he has to bring a new Minchas Chinuch, because the Bayis Sheni was not a Hemshech of the Bayis Rishon. He doesn't say what would the din be by the Bayis HaShlishis. We don't have anybody who's alive, but what, theoretically, what would the din taka be so you can dingzach? Just because the Bayis Sheni was not a Hemshech of the Bayis Rishon does not necessarily mean the Bayis HaShlishi, other rabbis, the Nevi'im, several Nevuah seem to indicate that the Bayis HaShlishi is considered a Hemshech. The Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitchel Asilavot, but the Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchel Asilavot. So the Psukim seem to indicate that the Bayis HaShlishi is a Hemshech. That's why the Navi said, Godli Yekvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchrei Min HaRishon. And the Zohar comments on that pasuk What do you mean, ha'achrin? It's not the Tosfos Zentri asked the kasha. What do you mean? It's by Sheni was not the achrin. So the Zohar says, no, it's hyphenated. Godly akvod ha'bayis hazeh, by Sheni ha'achrin hyphenated. The by Sheni, by Shlishi together will be greater than the by Shlishim, because the by Shlishi is the hemshech of the by Sheni. Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem ha'pchaim ha'ho hemshech ha'ho. So could tak it be, if theoretically you would have such a claim, who did avoid on the by Sheni and already brought his minchas chinuch, he wouldn't have to bring a minchas chinuch by the Bais HaShlishi, because that's taka hemshech. So he was already yotze with the minchas chinuch and the Bais Sheni.
Shkoyech.
Next week.